Thank you, and I'm back. I feel really relaxed doing this broadcast. I have no anxiety. I have no worries. I just feel that this is the right thing to do. I don't have any malice. I'm not here to slander anyone. I'm really here to save the future, this planet, our economic system, the social systems, the comradeships among countries. What divides mankind is simply the light versus dark / evil. When I say dark, I mean really dark. This is the main issue, and I wish that in the Matrix, it wasn't this way. Because it doesn't matter who you are, what race, religion, what corporation, Christians, whatever. There always is a certain degree of light and dark / evil in that group. There always is. Even in our government, you know, I thank God that there's not more than 2% of people in the Canadian government, federal, that is considered dark evil. This is really good news. But that 2%, and whoever they are, that 2% can bring down the whole government, and it can bring down this country, and it can bring down other countries, because this country is a domino that if we fail, other countries fail too. If we fail, other countries fail, we have potential World War III. This is also why Trump is so interested in this country. He wants us to fail so that he can, through other means, trigger World War III. That's his main goal. And he did achieve this before. We can't allow this to happen. We really cannot allow this to happen. And Americans, you need to stop being so docile. I've helped you in the Matrix. I made some changes in the Matrix for you to make you stronger, to make the agencies stronger, to make you not afraid to be brave. Also did the same thing for Canada and many other countries. Take the pen and verify, did I do this? Worked hours, hours, hours doing this. I was only able to do this because the only one true spiritual council that exists is the Spiritual Council of the Light. And I don't have any competition for me to make changes in the Matrix and someone changes my changes. That person does not exist. People with the pen verify, is that true? Yeah, so I take my work very seriously. I'm a no-nonsense type of person right now. I'm very no-nonsense. And I need us to be successful. I'd like to see every Canadian family, U.S. family, world families, you're working so hard for your housing, for your job. I'd like to see all of you happy. I'm not jealous. There's no jealousy in me. People who have to pen and verify, is there jealousy in me? Is there jealousy? Confirm, am I jealous? I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. But it has to get better. But something has to take place first before it does get better. I say to the Canadian government, next 20 days, you try to delay, 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 whatever you do. You know, don't make any major, major acceptance with the U.S. government in reference to tariffs within the next 20 days. Don't do it. You'll be happy that you waited. But be smart. Okay, so what other changes took place that whereby World War III did not take place, what happened? Well, where it didn't take place, the EU encouraged countries to trade more with Canada, and that's happening right now. Trudeau did a very, very good job speaking with the EU. This is very good. I also noticed that Trudeau is on his game. He's speaking more clearly. He's on a mission. And I know Mark Carney is on a mission. And I say to Mark Carney and other political politicians that truly love this country, make us proud of you. Doug, you've already made us proud of you and continue to make us proud of you. I said in another broadcast that you are a prime minister material. I did say that. So it's not a surprise that you got the 80 seats, I think, is what you got. You know, so, I mean, and this is because you're working hard. In my last broadcast, I asked that the Canadian government make sure that they use you to negotiate with the U.S. government, and you're doing a damn good job. I know you're proud. I discerned you last night. You were so happy when you went, oh my God, I go, this guy, oh my God, this guy's high. He's high, man. He's feeling good. I would be feeling good too. And he actually deserves it. And what else happened? India started trading more with Canada. And this is one of the things that I said to Paul Martin, you've got to trade more with India. And it's going to happen. And China traded more with Canada. You see, when the threat was removed, people were able to once more love each other again and respect each other. We didn't have the whole world in terror. We didn't have a terrorist terrorizing the whole world. We didn't have that. People have become so addicted to their the iPhones and Google Trump news. On the radio, you know, when I listen to my different stations, Irish, Scotland, German, doesn't matter what radio station, I'm able to get all these different stations. And what do I hear in the news? Trump, Trump, Trump. This is insanity. This has to stop. We need to get back to the basics. We need to turn back the clock and go back to a time where we were getting along with most of each other, where athletes did not have to go through the stress of being on the ice and people being upset, booing. When the threat was gone and the United States traded more with Canada, the U.S. government workers who lost their jobs got their jobs back. All of Trump's appointees were fired. The Federal Reserve created a new law that would not allow any sitting president to make changes to the bank or changes to be the dominant influencer in federal bank policies. Made a law where a president could not do an executive order against the Federal Reserve. And Russia did more trade with Canada. And a new peace treaty was drawn up between North and South Korea. And Israel allowed Palestine to have their own state. With the threat that exists, these things are not going to happen. They're not going to happen. I think I've presented a pretty good case. That's what I think. A case for something. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid of loving ourselves and loving others and loving other countries. We cannot be afraid to do this. But I do fear God. There's no question about that. You know, I do fear God. I do believe that there is a Christ consciousness. There's 100% that I accept that. And I do fear going against the spiritual council of the light, even though I am a member of that council. I do fear the Matrix software program, where we're all subject to the Matrix software program, whereby if we do end up taking a stupid pill, we are going to suffer. And in a lot of cases, when you suffer, someone close to you suffers. Unfortunately. But the point is, all of us, we're human. We are human. That's what we are. We're not dancers. We are human. So we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to the song Human by the Killers. And we're going to come right back. My name is Brian, and the time is 3:50. And it's February the 28th, year 2025. Once again, this is for the posting to be done, made 6 a.m. on March 1st, 2025. And you're listening to Clarity Radio. Of course you know that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer? gotta let me know. Are we human?